Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network command team.
Hey guys, didn't see you there. I'm just kidding. Golly, what a day it has been. In case we haven't met before, I am Shrita Knobloch, your Army Wife Network owner and commander. I'll turn that down a little bit more. And I have tried all day to do a live from my house, but my Wi-Fi router was being super silly, and I don't know what you call a group of cactus. Like, we have one over our fence in our backyard. I don't know what you call a group of cactus. If it's like a patch or a gaggle or a prickle or a cluster, I don't know. But I was about to throw my Wi-Fi router over the fence. I was so fed up because the internet could not work. And trying to keep two small humans and my beloved teleworking husband shushed long enough for me to do this was quite the issue. So I decided to go on vacation. That's right. I'm going to get groceries. Best day ever, right? Okay, I jest. And I don't mean to be facetious or make light of the situation, but I have had to tap into my humor, or my sense of humor, so much more in the last several weeks, couple months, than I probably have in a long time. And really, like, things have been with this pandemic and COVID, it has been like camping, intense. Ah, see what I did there? No? Okay. But it really has been challenging, and humor is a really great way to cope. And it's challenging sometimes to find bright spots in the midst of difficulty and challenge. But one bright spot is today's MilSpouse Empowerment Moment sponsor, First Command Financial Services. First Command Financial Services offers complimentary, also known as free, consultations and financial planning for military service members and their spouses, E5 and above. So go ahead and check them out, firstcommand.com. Get connected with them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at First Command to get connected with your financial planner today. Maybe find a little bit of bright spots in this crazy world right now. Hopefully by the end of this broadcast, if you're watching live or watching later, hopefully it makes you smile. Or maybe you just realize that this AWN commander has a very odd sense of humor, a little bit cheesy. I'll own that. I can totally own that right now. But before we jump in, I do want to say kind of a caveat that, of course, things are very serious right now. There's a lot of emotions happening: grief, sadness, caution, concern, rules, what we're supposed to do, what we're not supposed to do, opinions, and I think it's so important to recognize that and embrace it. On the other side of that, we all need mechanisms to cope. I personally have used my sense of humor to get through really hard seasons of life. I did a lot of meme sharing and trying to share the shenanigans within our household during deployment last year, and I found that it really helped me to cope. One thing that you really want to think about is how we can laugh during this hot mess. And some people might not even say, hey, it's not even a hot mess anymore. It is like room temperature, lukewarm shenanigans. And some days I have to agree. And as we move into this, go ahead and scroll through the comments, because I'm excited. We're going to be sharing some of our favorite memes we've run across, some links to some humorous videos, not necessarily affiliated with AWN, but just things that have made my heart kind of like turn upward a little bit in a season of really just kind of blah, like bummerness, right? As we move into this, I think it's important to share. I don't know if Kayla Jane Ross started this, but I'm sure many of you have seen this floating around social media, talking about the difference between being in the same boat or the same storm. I think that's why things are so daggum challenging right now, is because, gosh, there are so many different dynamics. On the article, meme, picture, graphic, whatever you want to say, shared by Kayla Jane Ross, she said, We are all in the same boat, but we're not all in the same storm. For some people, it's sprinkling. This is a break. It's a breather, a rest, a pause, a time to reconnect with families. Honestly, it's kind of joyful and peaceful. For some, it's a storm. It's a bit scary, disruptive, enough to make you want to stay up and watch the news and worry a little bit. For some, it's a hurricane. It's tearing at the boards, pulling off roofs, washing them out to sea, dark and unknown. It's life-changing. And it's not wrong to be enjoying a sprinkle during a storm, but please don't negate the difference. Go ahead, rest with your family. Don't minimize the hurricane engulfing your neighbor. Laugh at a meme, but get on your heels, get on your knees for your friends. Get into someone else's storm. And that's really what we hope to do at AWN. Just because we're trying to find some humor and joy in the season now, absolutely does not negate all of the challenges that people are facing right now. So, with that said, I just want to kind of set the stage a little bit. Why should we even care about humor? Why should we be concerned, or what benefits does laughter and humor and joy really offer in our lives when things are so serious, whether it's just Millspouse life in general or geez, with this pandemic and COVID-19. So because I'm a huge nerd and you guys already know that, I love doing research to a point, really. But I looked up some information about the benefits of laughter as far as it goes with mental health. So the therapeutic benefits of laughter and mental health, a theoretical review was published in 2017. And the author states, laughter is a positive sensation, seems to be a useful and healthy way to overcome stress. Laughter therapy is kind of a cognitive behavioral therapy that can make physical, psychological, and social relationships healthy. Get this. Here's the kicker: ultimately improving the quality of life. This laughter is an alternative treatment, so if medication is not necessarily available for some things we're struggling with, it can have a positive effect on mental health and the immune system. In addition, laughter therapy does not require specialized preparation, such as suitable facilities and equipment, and is easily accessible and acceptable, which is really, we want to give you a dose today, because we really do believe that, yes, vaccinations are good, medications are great, like I've shared before, like medication is good, counseling is great, but right now, laughter is a great treatment, and it's really available anywhere, whether it's things you find on Facebook and social media, or something you enjoy from a past season of life. So we're going to jump into that. It's important to understand laughter reduces stress, lifts spirits, and brings a fresh perspective to break the ice and forge and strengthen interpersonal bonds. That's written by Roscoe from an article in 2019. First thing that we need to get out here is give yourself permission to laugh. Again, it goes back to like everything else is so serious and we're really stressed, so maybe I should stress with them. There is some level of solidarity in the difficulty. Absolutely. That's what we believe here at Army Wife Network. However, it's so important that we cope and take care of ourselves so that we can support and pray and bring groceries on their doorstep or whatever. We need to take care of ourselves and cope the best we can so that we can serve those who maybe are going through a rougher part of the storm. As I was thinking about this content, I considered, you know, maybe someone in your household sprained their ankle or, you know, something like that. Maybe they've got a migraine. I hope not. But something like that, something relatively minor. But just because they don't feel well or their ankle's a little bit tweaked doesn't mean you're going to forgo going for a run that day, because running perhaps makes you feel good and you're taking care of your body, right? So same thing. If we want to be able to serve those who are going through a really hard storm in life with this pandemic, it's so important that we take care of ourselves. And the most easy and accessible way, I think, to do that, as far as self-care right now, can be tapping into our sense of humor and laughter, whatever that looks like. We can find laughter in the throwback style. There is just something about inside jokes that have a history to them that are timeless. Here's an example. You probably know what I'm talking about is, so think about maybe things from high school, college, previous duty station, friends that have lasted through the seasons, a joke that maybe I wouldn't understand if you shared it. It's one of those you had to be there jokes, but it's something that stands the test of time. You could just text it to your friend and you guys would crack up right away. Once again, right? I think of a lot of that from high school and college. Not really high school. High school is okay. And everybody's got these senior picks floating around to honor 2020 seniors, which I think is fine and dandy. I have no desire to share my senior picture because my hair may or may not have been this awkward color of yellowish orange, which I thought was blonde. But then I had like these roots, and it don't dye your hair out of a box. That's a different discussion. Don't mess with your hair right now. It's okay. All of our hair looks crazy. Don't do box blonde. It's not going to end well. You're going to look like me in my senior year of high school. Anyways, go through those old pictures and laugh about it. Show your spouse. Show your service member. One of my favorite things to do is to watch old YouTube videos, kind of blast from the past. I loved Saturday Night Live, Mad TV, some of my favorites, Christopher Walken, I Got a Fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell, right? I loved Will Ferrell in that, and honestly, I laughed harder at Jimmy Fallon when he could not keep a straight face when they're doing that skit. Also, you know, Bon Quiqui on Mad TV, if you haven't seen it, go ahead and look it up. It's pretty good. Just working at King Burger. Excuse me? Do you see me having a conversation? Do not interrupt. Rude. And then, other ones like, the back of your head is ridiculous. That is a nice ponytail, right? You got a boyfriend? Where's your boyfriend at? Is he getting you some Mike and Ike's? Is he coming back? Where's your boyfriend at? Can I have your number? Can I have your number? Can I have it? Can I have it? Okay. Right, you get the picture. Go over to YouTube, look up some of those old videos that made you chuckle. Also, invest in some of the things that are on TV right now with Jim Gaffigan. I love Jim Gaffigan, or other lighthearted comedians and just old school shows. Right now, I'm working through The Office. Don't judge me. It's the first time I'm going all the way through The Office. I love it, but it took me like a few episodes into season one to be like, now I understand why people love this show, because it is ridiculous. There's nothing like useful about The Office other than it is just ridiculous, and I need some ridiculousness in my life, right? Yeah. Next piece, put it into action. So Marin is running the background of this Facebook Live, and she's already started sharing some links of just some things that make me laugh. And again, you're probably gonna be like, wow, you have an odd sense of humor. Or maybe you'll be like, hey, that's real funny. I don't know. But I wanted to share some things from my house because I like to share stuff on Facebook as a perspective, not to say, gosh, things are all sunshine and roses and it's not hard at all. Trust me, guys, I have cried more in the last, like, 5 weeks than I have in the last 12 months combined. Just, emotional roller coaster. But I like to share the funny stuff because if you have kids, they're hilarious. Give them a chance to be funny. My 3-year-old couldn't remember Puss in Boots, like, from Netflix. My daughter and son were watching that, and so he would call it Cat in Shoes. He's like, can we watch Cat in Shoes? And I was like, you're adorable. You're hilarious. And my kids got a slip and slide for Easter, but they kept messing the verbs up. They couldn't remember slip and slide. It was always like run and splash or jump and I don't even know. They were just making stuff up. It was great. A few days ago, actually a couple weeks ago, I posted this on Facebook. How are things going in the Knobloch household, you ask? Well, I just overheard this conversation with my husband talking on the phone with one of his fellow soldiers. Yeah, I'm trying to teach first grader about geometry and 3D shapes. I'd rather go back to war. You know what? Solidarity, husband. I've not yet been to war, but after these last few weeks of pseudo-homeschooling, I was considering enlistment. I'm kidding. But good grief. It's been crazy. Also, on day 7 of pseudo-homeschooling, I call it pseudo-homeschooling because obviously it's not normal school. And it's not actually homeschooling because the dynamic would be very different. But on day 7 of pseudo homeschooling, I said, when's the next teacher in service? Asking for a friend, right? Yeah, there's just so much funny stuff happening in our house. And so I'm going to keep pressing on with this Facebook Live, and go ahead, scroll through the comments, because you will see several videos of from YouTube or just things on Facebook that have made my heart spa the last few weeks. If you need a laugh, check out the Holderness Family on YouTube. One of my favorite parodies. They're great about doing sound music parodies, song parodies. They did a Foreigner parody. I Want to Know What Love Is. Instead, it says, I want to know what day it is. And it just talks about, like, what day is it? We're messed up with taking out the garbage, and we missed Easter, and just, I don't know. I thought it was hilarious. Also, I ran across Andrew Cotter, who is a BBC sports commentator. He holds a dog food race, and then he also does, like, a competition between his two dogs, Mabel and Olive, and he does, like, super intense, like, you would see at, like, I don't know, the Olympics, or a golf match, or tennis, or something. He's, and of course, he's got the British accent, so it makes it even better. He's like, oh, here comes Mabel. We're not sure what's gonna happen. Actually, that's more Australian than British. Sorry, guys. It's been a long day. I'm not British. I'm AWN and USA, but I thought it was funny because it's so intense that you really get involved and you're like, this is a sport. The dogs are racing to eat their food or they're, like, in a competition to keep the one little chew toy. Both the links have just been posted there in the comments. Also, low-cost Titanic movie. This came out way before the pandemic. And again, it is so ridiculous that you can't help but love it. They do, like, they remake all the scenes from Titanic in a very short, like, video, but they use things around the house, like Jack and Rose on the front of the Titanic. The Titanic, spoiler alert, is an iron, like with a blue cloth or paper backdrop, and Rose is a chicken, like a raw chicken, and Jack is just like a Barbie. I don't even know, but it's hilarious because they also play My Heart Will Go On with the recorder, and it's such a bad recording that it's awesome. Talking about the coronavirus, I saw a meme that says, Chuck, the best coronavirus meme yet. It says, Chuck Norris has been exposed to the coronavirus, COVID-19. The virus is now on quarantine for 14 days. Also, new monthly budget, gas, zero. Entertainment, zero. Clothes, zero. Groceries, 1,624. I'm on board with that. I'm about to go do that right now when I get done with this live, right? Thinking about the homeschool teacher I thought I'd be. Seatbelts, everyone. You know, Miss Frizzle, awesome. To the homeschool teacher I am, leaning back in my chair. I'll allow it. We're in the sombrero, right? I'm just like, whatever. Just, mama needs a minute, okay? Me on a Zoom meeting. It's got, like, it says my 6-year-old kind of looking in the background, and it's got an iguana crawling on her head for the toddler. Totally me. I'm trying to do Facebook Lives, like I shared earlier, and podcast interviews, and it's like I go in my closet or I go somewhere to try to be quiet, and my kids come busting in like Chuck Norris on Walker, Texas Ranger, kicking in the door. They are suddenly famished and just needing something, and I'm like, I love you. Your daddy is literally sitting at the kitchen table. Throw me a bone, kids. Another one I saw, it says, when do we usually find out who our kids will have for teachers next year? Hope it's not me. I'm on board with that. Here's a good one. What kind of jokes does the CDC recommend during the coronavirus outbreaks? Wait for it. Inside jokes. Boom, right? We're going to share some other ones in here down in the comments. You know Dolly Parton's old song, Working 9-to-5, what a way to make a living. Yeah, when you're a work from home parent, when you're working from home but also a parent, it says working 9 to 9:10, 9:45 to 10, 10:20 to 10:35, 12:30 to 2, and it just goes on and on with like these little tiny chunks of like working from home. It's not working so great. It says, being quarantined is so stressful. I made this Bloody Mary this morning to take the edge off. So it's got a little, like, Bloody Mary in a cup. But, you know, it has all the, like, fixings. It's got, like, a Subway sandwich and, like, an entire pepperoni pizza and onion rings, 12 olives, 3 pieces of fried chicken stuffed in there on toothpicks. I'm on board with that. This week on House Hunters, husband, $1,200 stimulus check. Wife, $1,200 stimulus check. Budget, $3.69 million. Yeah, let me know how it works out. Here's a good one, because you guys know I love puns. I ran out of toilet paper, now using lettuce leaves. Today was just the tip of the iceberg. Tomorrow remains to be seen. Aha! If you see my kids locked outside today, mind your business. We're having a fire drill. Where did the Terminator find toilet paper? I'll be back. Get it? On I'll be in the back? Okay. I sent my son next door with a packed suitcase. They called asking why. I said he was in homeschool for an exchange student. 2020 must have downloaded something from LimeWire. Anybody else ever use LimeWire in, like, high school and college or earlier and felt like a rebel? Yeah, it was a little sketchy. I saw my neighbor Tammy out this morning scraping the My Kid is a Terrific Student sticker off her minivan. Guess homeschooling isn't working out so well. Homeschooling day 3. They all graduated. Hashtag done. So these are just some. I would love for all of you to join me in this and share some of your favorite memes, videos, YouTube skits, sketches, stuff your kids have said, whatever. Let's make this kind of a pillar of humor right now for this season. If you are listening to this via podcast style, you can catch all the comments and memes on our Facebook page with our most recent Facebook Live, or just look for Hot Mess Humor in the video section. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can also pop over on Facebook and see all of it. Or I just hope this has made you chuckle a little bit, because we just need to laugh a little bit more, because life is serious. It is so serious, and I need to lighten up. Maybe you've got it handled. I don't know, but gosh, it's things are just intense right now. Like camping. I couldn't resist. It's a two for one deal. So I hope you're able to find help and humor and be able to cope in this season. We're also so thankful once again for support from great organizations such as today's show sponsor, First Command Financial Services. With 4 out of 5 financial coaches coming from the ranks of military spouses or veterans, they're uniquely qualified to help you pursue financial security, especially in this season of uncertainty and with the stimulus checks and all of those kinds of things. They get where you're coming from no matter what you're facing. Visit firstcommand.com to learn more or connect with a financial coach near you. We hope to see you once again here live on Facebook soon, probably next week, assuming the routers and Wi-Fi work, whatever. Maybe they'll be in the patch of cactuses or the prickles or the clusters or whatever they're called. But we hope that you can hang in there if you're doing pseudo homeschool and going on vacation, aka the grocery store, which is where I'm headed now. Thank you guys, and Army Wife Network is your source for military life empowerment. This is your AWN Command Team signing out. Catch you on the flip side. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.